Okay, next is the need for order. Did anyone of you see that show Around the World in 80 Days, the one that starred Pierce Brosnan? Pierce Brosnan. they made about a half a dozen versions of that show. But the one I like best starred Pierce Brosnan. He was the main character. And what was kind of cute about it in the beginning was how orderly his life was. You know, he ate breakfast at exactly a certain time. He walked to this club or something and exactly so many steps, certain time, and he got there a certain time. Everything was structured and ordered. And because he was such an ordered person, you know, he figured, well, I can go around the world in 80 days. You know, he had it all figured out because he was such an orderly person. What's interesting about order, a certain amount of order is necessary. Now, it seems like order is something in opposition to new experiences, because when you think of order, you think of everything being the same, repeating the same, and so on. But it's not. We need a certain amount of order to our lives. Without order, there's virtually chaos. And if we're in the midst of chaos, like Susan was with her real estate deal or whatever, her company deal, she felt like she's in the middle of chaos. What she probably craved more than anything else in the middle of that was, boy, I'd like a little bit of order here, you know. That doesn't mean she's anti-new experience. It just means that in order to function well, your life has to have certain sequences to it that are predictable, that are understandable, and that you can depend on. And this is the way your body is. Your body goes through a lot of variety. You know, your heart beats at different rates, you breathe at different rates, your body's different temperatures. There's all kinds of variety going on in your body, yet at the same time, it's the most ordered thing in the universe, is your physical body. It's tremendous order in the fact that when you look at something bright, your eyes will automatically focus for the light. When you run, your heart will automatically beat faster. So this order with everything in your body, when A happens, B will happen in your body. And so we have order, but we also have new experiences. We have order, yet different things are happening all the time. But the order must, certain orders must be maintained. Now, as humanity as a whole, what produces order for us? Is the laws that our government creates for us. Now, unfortunately, most governments go way, way too far and create 100 times more laws than we need. But there are certain laws that we do need, like we need laws to prevent burglars, rape, murder, all those obvious things. So we need laws for certain things, and the same thing with life. We need a certain amount of order, but not too much order. And not too much disorder. We need just the right amount. And again, we get to that second key of judgment. To get the right amount of order in your life takes a judgment. And the right amount of order is how much? How would you know when you got just about the right amount of order? Joseph, what do you think?
We have a sense of stability.
That's about as good an answer as any, right? You feel stable. And you need a certain amount of stability in your life, because if you have this order where if you have A, B is going to follow. And if you have A and B doesn't follow, then it throws you out of kilter. It makes it harder to think. Like when they came to Susan and told her she was going to have to come up with a stock or whatever, it just threw her out of order. I can sympathize with how she probably felt. You know, if it was me, I would be all discombobulated. You know, and like order just went out the window. And order went out so much the window, when she made that step, she wasn't even thinking about staying in sequence, were you? I mean, you weren't even thinking about it. It probably caught you entirely by surprise. It reminds me of an accident I had. In our last house, we had, it was a triplex. We had stairs going up, and then the main level, and then stairs going down the family room. Well, We didn't have a nightlight at the bottom. I, you know, was pretty confident in following, finding my way around. And I always stay up later than Artie. And I was up in the kitchen, turned out the light, and I thought I was going up the stairs, and I was really headed down the stairs. So it went like this. You know, you have a stairway going up and a stairway going down, and somehow I got turned around. And I don't drink wine late at night, I do. I got turned around, and I went like this to take a big step up, and I was really on the down step, and it was pretty steep. And I go, and my thoughts, it seemed like it was about 5 minutes falling all the way down the bottom. And I thought, what is happening? Am I falling down a well or what? That was I had a vision of me falling down this well or something. I didn't know where I was. And man, thank God I didn't break anything, but I threw my shoulder out, my right shoulder, and it couldn't be my left. You know, that'd be my right shoulder. And the next day I couldn't even eat. I could only bring my hand this close, you know. So I had to try to operate a fork with my bad hand. And my chiropractor was off work that day, of course. And finally I was able to get in to see him. And boy, I've never been so thankful for a chiropractor in my life. He took me and he threw me against the wall and grabbed me and did a bunch of crunching all in about 15 seconds. And man, I felt so much better. Boy, he was certainly good for that need right then. It was worth whatever I had to pay him. But I could have been hurt a lot worse than Susan even if I'd just fell a little bit wrong. But anyway, that was a new experience I didn't need. Yeah. But anyway, after that, I always had a nightlight there after that.
Were you discombobulated?
Yeah, I sure was. When Susan talked about her accident, it reminded me when I fell down those stairs, you know. Because, yeah, like I said, I was so discombobulated when I fell. Oh, you mean before it happened?
Right. Why did you?
I don't remember what I was thinking before that happened. I think it was just carelessness. One of those things. Yeah, I don't remember what was going on in my life at that particular time, but it was just, I wasn't really discombobulated like Susan was. But there's been times that I have been discombobulated that I know you're a lot more accident prone when that happens, when you got a lot of pressure on you. And yeah, whenever I drive, when I feel a lot of pressure, I try to be extra careful, you know.
My divorce attorney said to be very careful after filing for divorce. He said the rate of accidents go way up to 6 months after you file for divorce.
I think somebody's even written down in a book somewhere a chart that says if you're feeling a little bit of irritation or agitation, you might stub your toe. If you're really pissed, you might get an accident. And if you're livid, you're going to break something. I think someone got a chart like that. I don't remember where it is.
That's the classic stress chart. You know, that's the original studies on stress. That people either get a major illness or this, that. They have points that they assign. And the funny thing, for divorce, you know, they have a certain number of points assigned. The same points are assigned to marriage.
Wow. Major life changes.
Change changes,
I should have a whole slew of broken bones.
Well, on the other hand, you got to remember everything's not black and white. I have had accidents where everything seemed to be going fine, and then other times I know I'm much more prone when I'm under a lot of stress, because when you're under stress, you definitely don't pay as much attention. So, you know. So that's where order comes in. When you have order in your life, the order helps to make things function well even when you're under stress, because you can fall back on the order in your life when you're in a stressful situation.
I think that word can also extend to what I was talking about yesterday about being beside yourself, having energetic incoherence in your body, or some stress.
Yeah.
So you're not paying attention, you're out of your body, maybe.
Uh-huh.
And if you get all your bodies together, maybe you could have these accidents.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and then some accidents are even maybe because of karma, too. So there's a number of causes on everything.
The lightkeeper said that most of us, when we're driving, we're sitting on the windshield in front of the driving position.
Or they said what?
They said that most of us, when we drive, are sitting on the windshield outside.
Oh, you spiritually, you mean, kind of?
Well, I don't mind.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
They also said, following up, that when you drive, mm-hmm. you should say, "I drive with safe intent." Because some people need an accident, and if you're the car that's closest by, you're going to be involved, but not if you give it safe intent.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.